This is John Furrier with PodTech.net here at Stanford University for the first inaugural Entrepreneur Idol, a competition where 60 MBA graduate school students presented their ideas and new opportunities to a panel of judges like American Idol, except this was Entrepreneurial Idol. We had 60 students present in 60 minutes. That's 1 minute per student to a panel of judges. They came in, they sat down, and they talked to the judges and had 1 minute to present their idea best way they could. After presenting to the judges, all the students came into one room where the top three finalists came in and presented their idea in front of everyone. And the one winner walked away with $2,000 and impressed all the judges, and hopefully we'll have some venture capital. It was a great day here at Stanford. The entrepreneurial force was out, and the best entrepreneurial athletes presented their ideas.
1.6 billion people don't have access to electricity and use this, a kerosene lantern, for their lighting needs, spending up to a third of their income just to be able to see at night. Fuel-based lighting is a $38 billion market. And this is an LED, representing a technology paradigm shift, light that is cheaper, safer, and brighter than kerosene.
I thought it was a good use of props. It wasn't distracting. Sometimes people can use slides as props, and you spend all your time reading the words on the slides, and then you lose track of the speaker. So you kept my attention on you, but you just kind of made it more fun with that stuff.
Today we have $100,000 in revenue. In 3 years, we will be bigger than Monster.com. I'm with PersonForce, and we are unleashing thousands of job boards across the internet so any website owner can compete with Monster.com and run a website and a job board just as profitably as Matt Marshall at VentureBeat.
Oh, you grabbed my attention because you opened up your presentation with a very bold claim, and you had some data that might suggest that you could back it up.
The residential real estate market in the United States is a $20 trillion industry. Buying a home is the biggest investment that most Americans will make in their lifetime. As evidenced by the fact that there is homeowners insurance, flood insurance, Americans are willing to pay a premium to protect this investment. But the largest unprotected risk out there in the world and for a homeowner today is the market risk.
Your presentation was actually a lot better in person or when you were sitting down. So, I think you were a little bit nervous just now. So, for those of you that didn't understand why we liked it so much, just kidding. No, but your numbers were, I did like the fact that you were addressing a very large market, and your idea was very, very unique.
So how many people thought Ned's convinced the
The problem in the world is that 1.6 billion people don't have access to electricity and use kerosene lanterns for lighting, which is dangerous, unsafe, and expensive. And with LED technology, there's a possibility to create light that's cheaper, safer, and brighter. So we're basically developing a product for users in rural areas without access to electricity that provide lighting with LEDs. This is a prototype of our product. And our goal is to sell 10 million lights in the next 2 years. We're going to be traveling to Southeast Asia next week to doing some extensive product testing and extensive testing with users for a rollout for next year. So we're really excited, and it's really exciting to be have a chance to kind of talk about this at the Entrepreneurial Idol competition. It feels definitely an honor to be chosen as the winner.
So how did it feel up there when you went up there? You had 60 seconds to talk to the judges from Charles River Ventures and Matt Marshall from VentureBeat.
Yeah.
Were you nervous, and how did it feel?
Well, I had prepared a lot for it because it's just 45 seconds, so I had to make sure every word was really, planned for, and I thought about every word. So I just kind of rehearsed it. It was almost like acting because I just memorized every line and then just went through it. So I tried not to get too nervous when I was up there just because it was just firing off of memory. But I think at least the passion I felt for it, I just let that kind of go through and just kind of let the words flow from memory.
How did you come up with the idea, and where are you right now, and what's your plans?
So I've been actually working on this with a team of engineers and business students, and we came up with this last year. It was actually through a class at Stanford through the design school called Design for Extreme Affordability, and we worked with an NGO in Southeast Asia, in Myanmar actually, to develop a product that they could carry through their distribution chain to rural farmers. And at the end of the project, we came out with this LED idea, and we thought this is a really interesting market. So we ended up just deciding to move forward with it this year on our own, and we're pursuing it this year pretty seriously.
Well, congratulations. The grand prize here is $2,000, which equates to $2,000 a minute, which is not a bad day's work here.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
And looking forward, you may probably get some funding out of this as well.
I hope so. That'd be great.
Guys, how'd it go in your mind? I mean, obviously, great success. 60 entrepreneurs in 1 minute, $2,000 for the top prize, $1,000 for the second place, third place winners, and then honorable mention. What's your feelings, and how did it go?
Tell you, the students these days are a lot better prepared, smarter, and better presenters than they were when I was in school. That's all I can say.
I think it went really well. The feedback we're getting is that people found it to be really educational. Seeing the three winners on stage made them really understand why we picked them.
George, you had this idea. You thought it'd make it a fun event. A lot of people go to these pitches competitions, present your business idea, elevator pitches. This was different. Talk about the vision and how this came together.
Well, we wanted something to be kind of fun, educational, and profitable for everyone involved. So those are the elements. And we wanted a way for people to understand kind of how we hear things and pitch things in kind of these 30 second to 1 minute breaks. Because in these days of media fragmentation and everyone on email and voicemail, people mostly pay attention to the first 30 to 60 seconds of what they hear.
This is the best of the best. Stanford Graduate School of Business. You have entrepreneurship flows through this culture here. But it's really a skills competition. Not only looking for the best ideas, what did you think of the talent? It was American Idol-like. They are the next athletes in the entrepreneurial circles. What do you think about what you saw?
Impressive, and I learned a lot about what makes a good presentation, a one-minute presentation.
Susan, you were kind of like... you weren't critical. You weren't Simon in this. You were really giving some great advice, and you actually said, we're looking forward to following up. Did you see any deals that you're going to fund some of these?
I definitely saw some projects that were very interesting to me and that we would love to follow up with them on. I mean, what was interesting to me was that there were people who were both great presenters and had great ideas, and those are the kinds of people we'd love to back.
Bill, you were really, not critical, but you were really clear on some of the feedback and the entrepreneurs. They were really strong, good feedback. What did you notice about what made the best entrepreneurs win?
I think it was what Susan mentioned. It was a combination of both great presentation style and a great idea, because it was hard to separate those two, even though there were only 60 seconds to present. And I think a really strong presenter has an advantage in getting your attention. But in the end, a great idea wins.
So really the question to the Brain Trust here at Charles River is, will you fund any of these guys?
I think there's maybe a possibility. There maybe. Is a possibility.
I think maybe, but this is really just a session for us to have fun and put the fun in fund.
Well, Charles River, you guys have the innovative Quick Start program, $250,000. How's that going? Quick update on that.
Very busy, and we just had our first round of Quick Start candidates, and we're moving ahead on two of them.
Any feedback for the people out there who are bombarding with email?
Just send them in. We're looking at everything, and we've developed a process. We're developing a process to work through everything and give everyone feedback.
Susan, final comment?
Yeah, so I've been spending a lot of time parsing through all these inbound Quick Start email requests, and I would say that the people who are sending in inbound requests, check out the video of the winners here from this event and figure out why they got our attention, because it makes a big difference.
Well, Matt, you're up there. You know a little bit of entrepreneurship now. You started your own company, but you've been years as a journalist covering the venture space. What'd you think of the competition, and then what you saw?
I thought it was a great learning experience. I mean, these kids, I mean, relatively to myself, were all super talented, with very few exceptions. And I would never have been able to make the cut of what the top five did. They were clear, concise, certainly the top 10 were better than the rest. The ones who were clear and had traction rose from the crowd. And it was a good learning experience to see how the intimate presentation was a lot different from, say, an hour-long presentation, because the relaxedness of the person made a big difference.
Yeah, I mean, we see elevator pitches all the time, but this was different. Talk about your view. I mean, Charles River, very aggressive with their new Quick Start program. I mean, venture capitalists have to be aggressive, and this was participatory. People loved it. What do you think this is going to do for Charles River? I mean, you think it's going to give them more star power in the venture community?
I thought it was a pretty good session. I haven't seen anything like it. And to tap 60 future entrepreneurs from the graduate school of Stanford, what better place to do it?
For more information and all the activity, go to podtech.net under the Entrepreneurship Channel, and you get all the great content there here at Stanford University for the first annual Entrepreneurial Idol Competition.
If you're a student who'd like to bring Entrepreneur Idol to your school, contact Susan Wu at swu@crv.com.